Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Can everyone hear me? Okay, that's good. I get the thumbs up. Give me 1 second.
Recording in progress.
Okay, so what I'd like to do today is actually complete Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis. Whatever, sometimes we don't get to do what we want in life, but these things happen. So Kuf Tzadi Beis if Gimel speaks about if the marriage is delayed, is pushed off for any reason, so although the woman counted Shiva Nikiyam based on Dam Chimut, she still needs to count another Shiva Nikiyam. Although the woman did bedikos in the interim, nonetheless, this is the Ramah, nonetheless she has to count another Shiva Nikiyam. Now this source comes from the Mordechai. The Mordechai paskins that in Dachul HaNesuin, so then you have to count another Shiva Nikiyam. That's the Yesod of the Mordechai. However, it's not clear exactly from the Mordechai, and the Maharik points this out. It's not clear from the Mordechai how long is it postponed, and it's not clear also whether she did bedikos during the time of postponement, nor is it clear exactly why the wedding was postponed. And there seems to be a number of shitos in the poskim. Again, you have to read the Shach and the Taz very slowly to really chop what's going on. There is a shita of the Lavush. The Lavush writes that if the couple decides not to get married, even if it's not a full-fledged decision, but if the couple just sits down and like they're having difficulty, it's not uncommon that families have difficulty right before the wedding. Last night I was just speaking to a Kala, and she was asking me what I think about this minhag of not speaking for like the week before the wedding. So some say that the minhag of not speaking for the week before the wedding is somehow based on Dam Chimud. We know that it does not make any sense. That should be based on Dam Chimud. Speaking does not cause Chimud. It's very hard to know what this minhag is based on. In fact, there are old American Christian sources that a couple would separate for 14 days before the wedding. And it could be that the idea is somehow borrowed from Chukos Ha'akum. Hard to know exactly, but could be the idea is borrowed from Chukos Ha'akum. And therefore, it's probably not really a minhag. At the same time, that doesn't mean it's a bad idea not to speak. At the same time, and this is what I was telling this Kala who I was discussing with last night, you really have to know the situation. Sometimes families are precisely having their difficulty during this few-week period before the wedding, and it might be a good idea for the Chasan and Kala to speak if that's the situation, assuming that they are calming factors for each other. Things can be quite intense. So you really have to know the situation. There's no real minhag in these cases. So in Dachul HaNesuin, what exactly does Dachul HaNesuin mean? So Lavush is of the opinion that even if the couple sits down because things are difficult, that's called Dachul HaNesuin. Lavush is called by the Shach and the Taz. Everyone says, my darling Lavush, but you're just wrong. And the Pashtus is, like the Bach says, that Dachul HaNesuin means that they come to a conclusion that they are not getting married.
It's not like
in other words, Dachul HaNesuin means that things are difficult, and they say, you know what? We are coming to a conclusion we're not getting married. Ad Khan. Not only that, but even if during this time they come up with a new date for the wedding, right? Things are difficult. Dachul HaNesuin. Things are difficult. Even if they postpone the day, nonetheless, most assume that you have to keep another Shiva Nikiyam. If, however, the arrangement, the marriage, was never broken off, meaning to say, you know you're still getting married, but, right, let's say you have a pandemic in the planet, or something like that. You know you're getting married, but we decide we can't get married because, actually one of my nieces had this, that her wedding was scheduled for the time, she lives in Far Rockaway, her wedding was scheduled for the time that Far Rockaway is what's called the red zone. That means you can't have more than 10 people. So what are you going to do then? So originally the thought was, you know what, we really want to have the wedding in this place in Far Rockaway, where we wanted to have the wedding. So originally they're like, okay, let's delay it. Then it turned out that one of my sister's, Mechutanim, has a large backyard out in West Hempstead, and they got married in that backyard on the day that they were supposed to get married. It was never Dachu HaNesu'in. They never said, you know what, we're not getting married for sure. They never said things are indefinite. They're just like struggling to find the appropriate venue. So for sure, that is not called Dachu HaNesu'in. That seems to be the psak of the poskim. So again, let's just review. The Lavush says even if they set a new time, that's called Dachu HaNesu'in. Even when they have this meaning, it's called Dachu HaNesu'in. Shach and the Taz disagree with the Lavush. Adkan. That means that if they set a new time at this meeting, so then that is not called Dachu HaNesu'in. There is a discussion, however, in the Chuvus Masas Bin Yamin that's quoted in the Shach in Eis Zayin. The Masas Bin Yamin speaks about what happens if the Chassin just doesn't show up to the wedding. He doesn't come, right? What's it called? There's like some expression that he's meeting the bride at the altar. No? Right? It never happens, right? The chassan just doesn't show up at the wedding. So the shaila in this case is, what exactly does the kala think? Does the kala think he didn't show up and presumably there are some bandits who got to his wagon on the road and he's still coming and she's still getting married? And therefore, in her mind, everything is okay, she's still going to get married? Or do we say that no, the husband doesn't show up to the wedding, she's miyayish, and therefore you totally give up? So that's a machlekes between the Shach and the Taz, whether we accept the Masas Bin Yamin. The Tshuva of the Masas Bin Yamin says that if the husband doesn't show up to the chasana, the groom does not come. So in that case, that's not considered Dachu HaNesu'in. That's what the Masas Bin Yamin says. The Shach writes that you should be make on this case because many Paiskim hold that fundamentally you don't need Shiva Nikiyam at all. Right? That is what we mentioned from the Rashba's Shita, that you just have to have a certain cognizance of 7 days. You don't need Bedikas. And many hold, most hold, that one Bedika during the time period works. So therefore, Lamaisa, she didn't want Bedika during the time period. Lamaisa, the husband came a day later, and he says, you know, right? He like says, I'm here, like, let's get married. So the Shach passing with the Masas Bin Yamin, that you, it's not called Dachu HaNesu'in, she does not need another Shiva Nikiyam. The Taz, however, does not like this Masas Bin Yamin at all. And the Taz says that if the husband does not show up, so her assumption is that he ain't coming. Chacham Obadiah Yosef writes that even though the poskim follow the Shach, but bizmanenu, if a husband does not show up to the wedding, and today we have like things called telephones, right, texting. If the husband doesn't show up, and there's no ain kol ve'ain ona ve'ain kasha, like no one hears anything from him, so in that case, she probably assumes that he's leaving me in the lurch. And therefore, in that situation, you do need another Shiva Nikiyam. So Bismanenu, it's going to end up that we paskin like the Taz, but almost a Lav Mitamei type of situation. So those are the basic dinim of Dachu HaNesu'in. Adkan. Again, in most cases that we have, even during a pandemic or something, so it's not called Dachu HaNesu'in. when the Ramah says Afapi Shabatka Atma Tamid, that is basically the Maharik's read of the Mordechai. The other read of the Mordechai is that if she does a Bedika, so it's going to be okay. The issue really depends on whether when they make up, do we assume that when they make up, there's like a new chimur, and when there's a new chimur, we paskin that even if you did a bedika, so the bedika doesn't help the shas chimur, or do I say that no? Do I say that if she did a bedika, it's okay? The only issue is if she didn't do a bedika, because if she didn't do a bedika, then I'm koshish that maybe she saw da'am in this interim period. That seems to be the machlaikas about whether if she does a bedika, we are going to say it is still problematic, meaning the psak of the Ramah seems to be that we're choshesh that when they make up, there's ke'ilu a new chimur, and just like when there's a new chimur, even a bedika doesn't help. In this case, a bedika does not help as well. The pashtus is that Elijah Kramer of Vilna, we call him the Vilna Gaon, in Ostes, the Vilna Gaon writes, Afalpi Shabadka, Zuk the Gra, Kemosha Kosov Le'el Se'if Aleph. What does that mean? Right? You have to know how to read a Gra. The Gra says, Kemosha Kosov Le'el Se'if Aleph. Se'if Aleph means that by Tav'u Halinase, even if you do a Bedika, we paskin, that L'choshesh for the Dam Chimur. Meaning, the way the Gaon is understanding this halacha is that there's a new Chimur that sets in when she decides that they're going to get married. A new chimud sets in. That seems to be the psak of the Gaon. Again, in interpretation of this Ramah, that the Gaon is saying that like there is a new chimud, Reb Chaim HaKohen makes that point in the Badei HaShulchan. The Acharonim discuss that it might not be, this appears both in the Shachan and the Taz, based on the Levush. If the husband says, I'm not coming, he says, I'm breaking it off, I need more of a dowry, the dowry that my wife-to-be is bringing is not big enough, I'm out of here. But the Kalas family is chasing after him, like it looks like in the cartoons. They're running, 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 right? So the Kalas family is running after him. So in that case, that's not Dachu HaNesuin, because the Kala is part of the Kalas family. And the Kala is not giving up on the wedding. She thinks it's going to happen. So Memela, it's not called Dachu HaNesuin, and the Shiva Nakim that she counted still is a good Shiva Nakim. However, all that brain and say that were it to be the opposite way, were it to be that the Kala decides to break it off, even if the Chassin's family is chasing after her, but the pashtus is, once the Kala decided to break it off, from her perspective, it's over. And we're choshesh of rasa velo midaita. We're choshesh that during that time period, maybe she saw dam, and therefore that would be considered a dachu hanesuin, even if they get together immediately after. If the kala made the decision not to get to break off the wedding, and then they persuade the kala, so in that case you need a new shiva nikiyim. That seems to be the halacha, the way or the poskim say it. Okay, that is Se'if Gimel. Se'if Daled is an interesting din. It really is based on a sugya in Ksubis Daf Daled, which is a chasin shepirso kalas onida. If you have a chasin and the couple has not yet been together, and the kala becomes a nida, so the din is that they are usser in yichud. There's a halacha that yichud is usser by arayus. So you can't have yichud with an eshes ish, you can't have yichud with any erva. Yichud be'ishto nida is permitted. And Tosfos in various places has various explanations as why. You get an impression from Tosfos in Sota Daf Zayin that yichud and ishto nida is permitted because a nida is not an erva. The definite Rav Soloveitchik was very into this yisod. If you look in the Rav Shiurim on the beginning of Yevamos, the Rabbeinu Tam says this beferish in the Sefer HaYashar. Erva means asura lezeh muteres lezeh. But if you have a neder, she's asura l'kuliyama. So memela, that's not called an erva. So consequently, neder does not fall into the category of an iser yichud klal v'ikar. That's the way Tosfos in Sota says it. Tosfos in Sanhedrin Alamed Zayin, however, has a different approach. Tosfos in Sanhedrin Alamed Zayin writes that Nida is an erva, but we have an umdina that because it's past basalo, because the husband has been with his wife already and he can be with her again, so consequently, in that situation, there's no iser of yichud. Nida fundamentally isn't iser yichud. It should be that's also for the husband to be together with his wife, be'is nidusa. The only thing is, right, it should be that yichud is asr. The only thing is that we're making yichud because we have an umdina. The notion of umdinas does apply in hilchos yichud. It's mutter to have yichud with your mother because it's an umdina that you're not going to have bia. Yichud with achosel, even though this halacha does not make it to Shulchan Aruch, it appears in the Gemara. Yichud with achosel with rakim, unless you're together with your sister, living together for 30 days, yichud is mutter. There's an umdina in chazal that you're not going to have bia. Similarly, there's an umdina zaktaisis in Sanhedrin Lama Zayin. There's an umdina you're not going to have bia with ishtel nida because it is past pasal. Because we, however, are meikel on the iser of yichud with ishtel nida since it's past pasal. So consequently, if the couple's not yet been together, we're choshesh that's going to be yitzro tokvo, and therefore there is an iser yichud in that case. So if Kalash appears in Nida, there is an Isser of Yichud in that situation. And the Gemara writes in Ksubas Dalet that Hu Yashen Bein Ha'anoshim V'hi Yashena Bein Ha'anoshim. Meaning to say that he has to be with Anoshim, she has to be Bein Ha'anoshim, and that solves the Isser of Yichud Medina de Gemara. However, the Ravid and the Rosh have a huge machlokas about what exactly this means. The Ravid is found in the Balei HaNefesh in the Buchod edition, page 18 and 19. And the Rosh, the Torah, the Beis Yosef Aviyah quotes from the Rosh, that the Rosh argues on the Ravid. The Ravid is saying that the Isser of Yichud in the case of Kalash of Pirsanida is not really a regular Isser Yichud. It's not an Isser Yichud on a fundamental level. But it's a special gezeira the Chazal enacted. That Hu Yashin Bein HaAnoshim, He Yashin Bein HaAnoshim. The Pashtus is that the Ravid has to agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. That Yichud with a Nida haste nisht Yichud. Nida is not an erva. But there's a special din that there's a chash of Bia in a case when Kalosh appears in Nida. So therefore, you need a double precautionary measure, but the double precautionary measure of Hu Yashin Bein HaAnoshim, he needs two guys with him, she needs two women with her. That is not necessary in regular Hilchos Yichud. In regular Hilchos Yichud, if you have two guys and they're both Psherim, there's no Isser of Yichud at all, no? But Zuck, the Raivid, this is super duper Usser because there's a real Chash, even though fundamentally Yichud with a Nida is not part of the Isser Yichud because Nida is not an Erva. That seems to be the Shita of the Ravid. Based on the fact that the Ravid holds that the din of Yichud Balayla is super duper Machir and fundamentally Nida is not subject to the Isser of Yichud at all. So Memela, we understand why the Ravid holds that Biyom, there is no need for any Shmira at all. Now there is a machlekes between the Baha Mor and his Hasagas on the Ravid there on page 18. It's Oshei in the Hasagas of the Baha Mor and the Shahar Prisha. And most other Mishonim, Beferish Divrei HaRavid, is the Ravid saying that it's Mamesh Keter Gomor, Biyom with no Shmira? Or the Ravid is saying that you should have some sort of Shmira Biyom, but it's not as Machmir as Belayla. Belayla, you need super duper Shmira. Two men, two women. Hu yashin bein ha-noshim, hi yashin bein ha-noshim. B'yayim, you have the regular din of yichud, v'cha'ira, which is that one is enough. That is what many Rishonim say. According to the Bahamar, however, Biyom, according to the Raiva, Yichud is Heter Gomer. For the Bahamar, certainly what we said before, that the Raiva holds that the din of Anida is not an Ervan. There's no Isser Yichud with Anida. For the Bahamar, that certainly is correct. For the other Rishonim, that may or may not be correct. We could fight about that. I happen to think that, according to the Rebbe, it's not an Isser Yichud at all, but Adkan. The Rosh, however, disagrees. And the Rosh says that Hu Yashin Bein Ha'anoshim, Hi Yashin Bein Ha'anoshim is really Lav Dafka. That all you need is like one other guy with him. That's the way the Rosh says it. Meaning, according to the Rosh, it's an algamein, or it's a general halacha of Yichud. For some reason, the psak in the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit hard to understand. First, the Ramah. I'm talking about the Ramah, the end of Seif Dala. Yesh Amr Shasur LeYachid Imo B'Yom Kemo B'Layla. That's the Rush. Ve'en Sarach Liyo Shtei Shmirois. Rak Hu Ben HaAnoshim. Oh, He Ben HaAnoshim. But if not in the same room, then you don't need any Shmira. They could take two different rooms in the hotel. And that solves the issue of Kala Shapirsa Nida. V'yesh Aimrim, D'Belayla you need Shtei Shmiros, U'biyom Mutar Legat, Mutar Lehisyache. That's the Ravid, according to the Bahamar's Mekel Dika reading of the Ravid. These are the two Shittos in the Shulchan Aruch. The Minhag seems to be the Lokaman. The Minhag is that you take a Katan by the Chasan, you take a Katana by the Kala, and we assume that Yichud is Asur B'Yom, just like it's Asur B'Layla. That Shita seems to be Tilo Kaman. Because if you hold like the Ravid, you should need two. If you hold like the Rush, so then even B'Layla, it's going to be okay, and it doesn't have to be a Katan and a Katana. Katan and a Katana, the Shachavi here notes, is a regular din in Hilchus Yichud B'Shomer. If you have a kid who's Yodeya Tam Biya Ve'ino Moser Atzmo Labiya, that's a Shomer for Hilchos Yichud in general. Katan Uktana is a Shomer Hilchos Yichud in general. According to the Ravid, that for sure won't help. According to the Rush, you don't need a Katan Uktana. You don't need this Chumra position. Anyone would be good enough. The Shulchan Aruch Pesach seems to be Delo Kaman, etc. If you look in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, which, it's Nefesh HaRav, by the way, not Nefesh Herb, right? We believe that the fellow whose picture is hanging up over there, his name was the Rav. We don't call him Herb. So, in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav on page 158, page 159, so they say, Rav Shechter quotes that when Rav Soloveitchik used to be Masada Kedushin and it was a Chuppas Nida. So the Shaila is, what do you do? It's a Chuppas Nida. You can't have Yichud. On the other hand, like, you know, after the chuppah, you dance the chas and the kala to the yichud room, and people will, like, say, hey, it's really weird. How come there's no yichud? What's going on over here? And the argument, oh, we're Sfaradim, we're going to have yichud later tonight. But you're not a Sfaradi, like, you don't look Sfaradi, right? There's nothing Sfaradi about you. Right? The Rambam holds that yichud has to be the base of Shabbat. The Yichud counts as the Nisuin, according to the Rambam. It has to be in the husband's house mash. So many Sfaradim don't have Yichud at all at the Chasana. But what do you do in the Chuppas Nida? So the standard practice is that you hide a kid in the Yichud room. You have a kid, you tell a kid who's like 9, 10 years old, a kid who's Yedei Atam B'Ein, that's my Lodiya. You hide the kid in the yichud room. You have a katan eitzel, hechasan katana eitzel kala. The pashtus is one of them is enough, and that solves the issue of yichud. The Rav, however, used to say that in the situation of chuppas nida, you can be mekel like the Ravid, Like the Ravid who says that b'yoyim there is no iser of yichud at all, meaning the Ravid as understood by the Baal HaMa'ar, and the Rav said that the hagdara of yom and laila is not based on shkia versus before shkia. We're not based on seis versus before seis, however you want to slice the day. The Rav said yom and laila means the time that people go to sleep and the time that people are not going to sleep. Mimele, if you have a wedding that's at night and the kala is pierced at nida, right, where the kala is at nida at the wedding, whatever it is. So in that case, the Rav said it's considered yayin, and biyom, you can rely on the Ravid that there's no iser yichud at all. That's what the Rav said. I remember one time I was an egg yichud at a wedding, and Rabbi Willig was in the Sadiq Kedushin, and like there's like a whole shtick that the Eidei Yichud go and they check out the Yichud room, etc. It's like, it's wedding shtick. Maybe I didn't probably, it's not necessary, but that's like what people do at weddings. So I go with like this guy, and like, we're going to check out the Yichud room. Rabbi Willig's like, no, not necessary. Like, okay. So then Rabbi Willig like whispers in my ear afterwards what was going on. It's a kalash pierce and nida, and well, it actually wasn't a full kasha person either. It's just that she was going to go to the mikvah a day later. She like had messed up on her first day of Shivanakiyam, whatever it was. She was going to go to the mikvah the day later. Okay. I mean, it wasn't like a full-fledged kasha person either in the sense of they have like 5-6 days afterwards. So apparently Rabbi Willig was not relying on the sheet of the Rav. That's what I get from that story that he kicked me out of checking out the Yichud room, that Rabbi Willig did not rely on that shita of the Rav. Okay, so that's a machlokes between the Rush and the Ravid. Apparently the Rav felt that you could just shtel on the Ravid entirely, rely on the Ravid entirely, and this minig of the Ramah, that you need a katan and a katana, is not necessary. Yeah.
Is it necessary to inform the
Yehuda? I'm sorry, can I ask you to speak louder?
Is it necessary to inform the Yehuda witnesses that there's a
kid
there?
I mean, Rosh is kind of weird. Okay. I mean, like, the Eidei Yichud are going to, like, go and look through the room and, like, they're going to find some kid hiding behind the curtains. Like, it's weird. It's just, you know, there's no need for the Eidei Yichud to check out the room. And, like, or Rabbi Willig did, like, as most things that Rabbi Willig does, like, just makes sense. Now, when we say that you need a katan and a katana, that's the minig. So the Shach writes that the katan has to be a katan who is yedeya tambiya ve'ino mosaratzon labiya, like the regular dinim of Yichud. The Torah Hashlamim over here disagrees. Torah Hashlamim Oskes says that you don't need a regular shomer la'ing in Yichud. Any katan and katana is good enough. And the Chesh of the Taras HaShlomim is that there's a principle in Hilchos Yichud called Ishto Mishamarto, that his wife will protect him. Meaning to say, usually Yichud is usher with two women, no? Because Noshim Daitim Kalos, Shemo Tispata Ha'achas Mehen, so Yichud with two women is usher, but Ishto Mishamarto solves the issue. What about, right, Ishto Mishamarto, when you haven't yet been together? Is that considered a din of Ishto Mishamarto? The classic Sefer Hilchos Yichud is the Devar Halacha. Rabbi Avram Horowitz, I believe, he's a Talmud and a nephew of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's a Gevaldika Sefer. It's like the best Sefer in Yichud. You can get your hands on it. I bought it at the sperm sale a number of years ago for $16.10. It's really an excellent Sefer. So the Devar Halacha is Mayrach on this question, whether we consider Ishto Mishamarto by a wife who has not, they have not yet consummated the marriage. It's a machlokes in much more modern Svarim. He says it's a machlokes over here also between the Shach and the Tiras Hashlamin. Right? The Cheshbin of the Shach is that there's no din of Ishto Mishamarto, and therefore you need the Shmira, full-fledged Shmira of the Katan and Katana, being a Katan who is Yedei Tanbiya, being the most Haras Malabiya. But according to the Teres HaShlamim, you do not need the full-fledged Katana Katana. The Stambos say there's a minig, they have a Katana Katana. We don't know exactly how this minig developed, what it's based on, but that is the halacha. Now, So if Dalid says Avar v'kansa teich zman zeh, if during the Shiva Nikiyam, after Tavu Halinaseh, if he b'diyevet marries her, so then the halacha of hu yashin bein ha'anoshim v'hi yashin bein ha'anoshim sets in. And this is a really bit hard to understand. What do you mean, Avar v'kansa? There's a discussion, Ibn Ha'ezusim in Samachal, if the Beis Yosef references it over here. The Shita of the Rambam is that Ein chupa lepsulais, and if a woman is a nida, the chupa is not chal, meaning to say that it does not count as nesuin at all. That's the sheet of the Rambam. It has to be yichur haroi labia. The sheet of the vast majority of Rishonim, and the way we paskin the halacha is against the Rambam, that we paskin that you don't need yichur haroi labia to create the nesuin. Zuck the Dogomei Ravava over here. The Dogomei Ravava says, you know what? In this case, everyone is going to say Avar V'Kansa. Everyone is going to say that L'chatchila, you should not get married when it's during those days of Tavu Elinase before she was able to go to the mikvah. And the reason for that, says the Dogomei Ravava, is because this is only a Din D'Rabbanan. It's only a suffix nida, like one of the lashons of the Raivid. It's only a hashash, according to many other formulations in Rishonim. But the point is, it's not full-fledged nida. And because it's not full-fledged nida, we are choshesh more that you might be ba'alaha. And therefore, the nesuin is only v'diyavid. But, zach v'dag omer v'vavah, because it is not full-fledged nida, we also have kulas. And the kula is the sheet of the Rambam, where the Rambam paskins that this din of Tavu Alinase, that there's an Isser Yichud, that din does not apply to Talmidei Chachamim. That din does not apply to Talmidei Chachamim. It's like a rare occurrence in Shulchan Aruch that, you know, Shulchan, halacha is this way for most people. If you're a Talmud Chacham, totally different set of laws. Right? It's a little bit of an unusual situation. Now, the Rambam's Shita is predicated on the Gemara that we learned in Yuma Yud Ches, Yevamos Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara says that Rav goes to Dadashir, right? Rav Nachman goes to Shachnitziv, Man Hevel Yoma. So the Gemara has two Lashonos. One Lashon of the Gemara is Yichud Havim Yachtelahu. Most understand that Yichud Havim Yachtelahu means that the couple, Rav and this woman, didn't really have Yichud. She's designated as his wife. And therefore, it's past the Salai. Therefore, he knows that he could have a wife in Shachnitziv and Dajashir, and that solves the issue. Yichud Havim Yachtelahu, she's a designated wife for him. However, the Rambam understands that Yichud Havim Yachtelahu means that they had Yichud together, but they didn't have Bia. So everyone jumps up and down, they spit what a nickel. It's like, my dear Rambam, how can you have Yichud? L'chora, there's a Yichud over here. Right? It's within the Tavoli, Nasei Zman, etc. Right? Like the Gemara says. How can they have Yichud? Zuck the Rambam, Rav Nachman, they tell me the Chachomim. And this din does not apply to Talmud Chachom. Right? The Cheshbin of the Rambam is that precisely because the guy's a Talmud Chachom, and precisely because it's not really an Isser of Yichud, it's just like a suffix and a chash. So therefore, for someone who we know won't be poured together, someone who we know is not going to have Bia, so therefore the Rambam says there is no Isser at all. Now, the way I formulated the Rambam is one formulation within the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef himself has a different pshat. He does not like this pshat. But the Dogomei Ravava over here likes this pshat at all. Entirely, I should say. And the Dogomei Ravava says basically that because it's not a full-fledged nida, so we have some chumras and some kulas that fall into the miskeret. The chumra is that l'chatchila, you should not have nesuin. Even if you disagree with the Rambam, l'chatchila don't have nesuin. The kula is the kula of Talmid Chacham. That's basically the way the Dogomir Ravava sets it up, and l'chora that is actually a very nice read on the sugya. That's the Dogomir Ravava. What happens by a couple who gets married, and the couple is unsuccessful to consummate the marriage at the beginning, and then the kala becomes a nida a couple of days later? So what happens in that situation? So the pashtus would be, this is a kala shepirs a nida, and it's aser. And you need hu yashin bein ha'anoshim, hu yashin bein ha'anoshim. That's the pashtus. The Taz, however, over here, and the Beis Yosef before him, quote a tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin, Siman Reish Nun Gimel, writes that if the couple had an opportunity for bia, so even if they didn't have bia, it's good enough. And the Trumas Hadeshin proves this from a halachim bavakam of Shar HaMu'ud. If you are a Shar HaMu'ud, and you go through 3 days, and you don't gore, so you lose your Mu'ud status. Here also, Zok the Taz, this guy had a few days, he could have been boil, he wasn't boil. So obviously he's not Yitzvei Takfei. Mimela says the Trumas Hadeshin, no Issa Yikod at all. Comes along the Taz, and Taz says, my dear beloved Trumas Hadeshin, I don't know what you're talking about. How can you be Madama an ox to a husband? Right? The comparison don't work. Stam Shvarim Becheskas Shimor Kaimi. Stam male human beings want to have bia. Right? You're not going to compare the two, says the Taz. And therefore, the Taz completely rejects the Trumas Hadeshin. The Nekudas HaKesef, however, the Shah says, I'm going to defend the Trumas Hadeshin, because although most men have a strong Yetzahara for bia, but Me'idach Gisa, most men have a Cheskas Kashrus, that they're not going to violate, right, the Isser of Nida. So you have like competing chazakas. So Zok the Shach, Zok the Nekudas HaKesef, that's why the comparison of the Trumas Hadeshin to Shar HaMu'ud, that's why the comparison is apt. So, Lahalocha, do I accept the Taz or do I accept the Trumas Hadeshin? It's not clear. But the Acharonim say, and again, this is Judaism as understood by me, that if the couple try to be together, and they're just not successful, so in L'chaira, everybody is going to say that it's mutter, b'his tameich on the Trumas Hadeshin, u'befrat, if they have hara, they have some sort of contact, but they don't have a gemara bia, b'frat, in that case, it's going to be okay. The Yam Shel Shlomo says that we only solve the din of kala shepirs a nida when they have bia gemura, that's his lashon. In the Badei HaShulchan, page 238, he shows how many disagree with the Yam Shel Shlomo, he writes Sarfi and the Dina. However, if you can combine it with the Trumas Hadeshin, the couples together, so then that is good enough. It happens that there's an interesting in the Sefer Dvar Halacha in the back on page Kufnun Tes Kuf Samach. He points out an interesting thing. If we're medama to Shar HaMu'ud, l'chor you need 3 nights that the couple could have been together and weren't together. Yet the lashon of the Trumas Hadeshin is that just if it's royal level, he doesn't say 3 nights. So what do you do with that? So the Dvar Halacha in the back says, well, yeah, that's the lashon of the Trumas Hadeshin in the answer, but the shaila in the Trumas Hadeshin is 2 or 3 nights. And presumably the teretz of the Trumas Hadeshin is based on the shaila before him. So therefore, it's only if you had 3 nights together, that's the only time that you have this kula. Then he writes, maybe you can't prove anything from the shaila, because whenever you have shaila or tshuvas, what you care about is the answer. You don't really care about the question. And the answer says once, and that's good enough. He goes back and forth. It's interesting to note, he doesn't point this out, but the Shach writes a number of places in Shulchan Aruch that the Shailas in the Trumas Hadeshin is not that someone asked him a question. The Trumas Hadeshin himself wrote the Shaila. Like, Shaila in this case is his excuse for writing an essay. It's like the Shaila is in the Shagas Aryeh. No one calls the Shagas Aryeh at 2 o'clock in the morning. What's the din? Is Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa or Kriyat Shema D'Rabbanan? Right? The shayla in the Shagas Aryeh is an opportunity to write an essay. So the shayla in the Trumas Hadeshin is also an opportunity to write an essay. If that's the case, l'cha'ira, you really can be medayek from the shayla, because it's all part of the same essay of the Trumas Hadeshin, the frat that some of the Acharonim who quote the Trumas Hadeshin. Okay, whatever. There's a whole discussion I should add, because some of the Acharonim who quote the Trumas Hadeshin, the Radvaz and the Shulchan Gibayim, they say they only need one time. This comes up all the time, this shayla. But even if the couple was together for one night, if they attempted some sort of bia, they have like some physical contact in a intimate way, so then I think all poskim in our world will assume that the iser of yichud does not set in. Again, behis tameich on this one read of the Trumas Hadeshin, the Shotei Giborim, the Radvaz, that even if it's not three nights, right, that would be based, by the way, in assuming that the comparison between humans and oxen is not a perfect comparison. And a human, because Yitzray Taikvai Adarabba, with one time, the fact that he didn't do it, shows that it's not Yitzray Taikvai. Right? That would be the pshat in the one-time Mahalach. Behistameich on the fact that though there are many Svarim who disagree with the Yamsho Shlomo, and they assume that you don't need Bia Gemura, so l'cha'ora, that should be enough to be mekel on these things. The point that I just made, these last points I quoted from the Dvar Halacha, page 159, 160, those are the Hosafos that he wrote after he wrote the Sefer. In other words, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, he has this discussion, and he does not conclude the way he does, the way I just said it now. What I just said now is based on the Hosafos that he has at the end of the Sefer. Yes?
Doesn't the Ramah
in Kosari
Kamuch explicitly permit
Yichud
after Hara?
Or am I missing that? The Ramah does not explicitly permit it. The Ramah is saying that the Dinim of Dan Basulim, which we're going to have to talk about tomorrow, Mir Tashem, do not set in. Lav Davka, we'll talk about that tomorrow. No, the Ramah does not say that explicitly. Okay, gentlemen, for tomorrow, Mir Tashem, you may have to start Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Tell me if you feel that my pace is a little bit too quick for you. I'm trying to keep some sort of pace, just because it's important if we want to get through the material, and everyone should have a marvelous and a marvelous grand, great day. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I have a
question. Yeah.
I think I saw earlier with the Force book, he said that perhaps the reason for the minhag that they don't see each other until the week before, maybe it's because of the Dan Kimo.
It makes no sense to me.